A good Saturday evening to you, and welcome back to Ryer on YouTube. Travis Ryer back with you just moments ahead of the latest installment of Alabama LSU, this time from Tiger Stadium down in Baton Rouge, as we've done on occasion this season here on Ryer on YouTube. We are going to work through some first quarter reactions as it relates to the Tide and Tigers. Alabama looking to win its first SEC road game of the 2024 season. Not used to saying that, are you, about Alabama football when it comes to road opponents in the Southeastern Conference? But that's where the Crimson Tide sits. It's been a pretty, I would say at least, I don't know if it's been a seismic Saturday. Maybe it has. I mean, you've had the third and fourth ranked teams in the country go down already on this Saturday between Miami falling at Georgia Tech earlier in the day, and just a few moments ago, the Georgia Bulldogs really manhandled by the Ole Miss Rebels. The Rebels' investments on the defensive side of the ball looks like it has paid some nice dividends for Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss, very, very impressive. Give Jackson Dart credit, gutty effort after being injured early in that game, and just kind of took it to Georgia. Georgia now, with two SEC losses, like Alabama. Ole Miss now, still with two SEC losses. You're pretty much assured, well, you are assured, at this point, at the end of the regular season, after that final Saturday in November of action, you're going to have one-loss team when it comes to Southeastern Conference play. Just in conference play, it looks like anyway. You're going to have Texas A&M. Right now, those are the two one-loss teams in the league. Am I forgetting somebody? Am I forgetting Tennessee maybe? Regardless, that makes even next Saturday's game in Athens between the Bulldogs and the Vols all the bigger. But as for Baton Rouge tonight, certainly feels like an elimination game, feels like playoff football as we're already getting into that mode, even though it is still early-ish in November. So keys for Alabama tonight: got to play cleaner on the road than we've seen from this team in its first two SEC road contests of the season. Got to take care of the football first and foremost. And then as it relates to the last time we saw this team on the road, got to clean up the administration of the offense. That falls largely on Jalen Milroe. But look, coaching staff's got to help him too. You know, you can pick things up. You can speed things up from a play calling perspective. Once you get off that 20-25 play script, you need to be efficient in the entire operation. I think that would go a long way tonight in helping to speed up and maybe curtail some of those issues we saw from Alabama in that last road game against Tennessee. By the way, we are live and we do have our show chat up and running. If you'd like to chime in during the course of this first quarter, we can exchange thoughts. We can exchange those here on Ryer on YouTube. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to our channel as of yet, we certainly hope you'll hit that subscribe button right now. Also hit that notification bell. That way you're alerted to our content as it drops here on Ryer on YouTube. And we always appreciate a thumbs up. A like helps us out tremendously also. Here they come out onto the field, the pyrotechnics at Tiger Stadium as the home team Tigers come out through the end zone there. Been to that stadium many, many times, many, many memorable moments throughout the years. Seen Alabama on the short end. Hasn't been all that often. As we know, Alabama very successful throughout the years there at Death Valley. And here comes the Crimson Tide out of the corner of the end zone. Did they have the live Tiger? I know they had talked about that, right? Bringing Mike the Tiger back, putting him right there on the sideline. Here comes the Crimson Tide decked out in those home crimson jerseys. Of course, LSU likes to wear the white jerseys at home. Kalen DeBoer leading his team out here. Another first-time experience for Kalen DeBoer as he takes a team into Tiger Stadium. There you see Garrett Nussmeier. There you see the man of the hour, according to a lot of Alabama fans, Jalen Milroe. Which Jalen Milroe will you get tonight from Alabama? Which direction will Nick Sheridan go with Jalen Milroe, perhaps from the outset of the football game, especially where the run game is concerned? Obviously, you'd love to get Justice Haynes going and Jam Miller going behind that offensive line. And while this is an LSU defense that has improved, should be a defense that, unlike Tennessee, is a little more generous in terms of giving up yards and first downs and perhaps even points as well. I'm on record here on the channel from earlier in the week, talking Tide with Chase Goodbread, the sports columnist for the Tuscaloosa News. I think the winner of this game gets into the mid-30s and maybe kind of comfortably. Well, Alabama won the game last year in Tuscaloosa with 42. Jaden Daniels, of course, went out of that game. And so we'll see. But I think there is very much the potential. Kind of worried about weather a little bit. And it still looks like it could be a little bit dicey throughout the evening, but nothing along the lines of maybe a monsoon. I think it was late 70s when Coach Paul Bear Bryant took one of those great Alabama teams to Baton Rouge, and it was essentially a monsoon there in Baton Rouge. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case this time around, but should be a dry enough track and playmakers for both these teams. Who's going to strike the most for those? Garrett Nussmeier, LSU quarterback. He's got Kyron Lacy. He's got Aaron Anderson. You're hoping, if you're an Alabama fan, this doesn't prove to be an Aaron Anderson revenge game. He has been very good. Between Lacy and Anderson, 10 touchdown receptions so far this season. And so for Alabama, Jeremy Bernard, Ryan Williams, both these teams coming off bye weeks. Will we see perhaps some wrinkles offensively, defensively? Some personnel questions that we're going to have answered here in just a little bit when we kick this thing off, including the punt return job for Alabama with Cole Adams out for the remainder of the season. Unfortunately, Cole goes down against Missouri a couple of Saturdays ago. So that leaves some question not only there, but also how Alabama, with the time to sort of adjust now with Cole Adams out as a complimentary receiver, who steps forward to help in that regard? You know, is it more a Kobe Prentice? Is it a way to figure out to get maybe a Z or an X type more work inside in some situations? You know, it's going to be Bernard and Williams primarily. But the third guy, you know, for this Alabama offense, when you talk about Kendrick Law and you talk about the guy right here on your screen back deep for this kickoff, Alabama going to receive Emmanuel Henderson, perhaps a bigger part of those things as well. So we get ready to kick it off. Looks like a light rain at Tiger Stadium. LSU set to boot the football away. And here we go. Ball is in the air. And as you might expect, Kendrick Law is going to watch this one go out the back of the end zone. It is a touchback. So here comes the Alabama offense to get things going. Jalen Milroe looking for what some people would say a signature road win. Now, away from the University of Alabama in Atlanta last year, the win over Georgia would certainly suffice. But in terms of true road games, and we know this thing flips year to year, you know, when it goes right now anyway, more so than when it's Auburn next year and you go on the road. But this year, when you go to LSU, you go to Oklahoma, you go to Tennessee, and Alabama comes out, it looks like 12 personnel for the Crimson Tide, a tight end to both sides of the formation, kind of a pistol look. Jalen in the shotgun, and we've got a flag. Pre-snap, on the opening snap of the football game, you got a false start on the Alabama offensive line. So what did we talk about in the pregame that you had to clean up relative to that last road game at Tennessee? You just can't have another 14, 15, 16 penalty type of night. And as explosive as you are, it is not sustainable to be in first and 15s and second and 12s all night long. So Alabama back up there. This is, again, 12 personnel. Straight give to Jam Miller right there in the middle of that offensive line. It's going to go for nothing there. So, again, you think that between your interior guys and these backs, you should be able to get some work done against this LSU defense. But on first and 15, that wasn't the case there. So, again, the penalty. Prior to the first down snap. There you see Whit Weeks. Going to play second and 14 now from the 21-yard line of Alabama. This is 11 personnel. There is Kendrick Law. So he is inside in this three wide receiver set. Jalen, kind of like Tennessee, trying to get up in there and make his checks to his offensive linemen. Looked like they went silent, though. Here comes the pass rush. Jalen on the move to his right. Boy, a nice ball out here to Ryan Williams. And Ryan Williams, talk about space on the outside. Did you see the cushion Ryan Williams had to work with? This is good stuff by Jalen. Not a great snap from Parker Brailsford. Flushes Jalen out to his right. That's accurate. And I think you're going to see that. Blake Baker, first year defensive coordinator for LSU. He's not going to give it up deep to Ryan Williams, especially early in the football game. So the initial first down for Alabama of the game comes out to the 40-yard line of LSU. Here's Kendrick Law on a jet sweep, and that's going to go for no gain. You're working the perimeter there, and you had one blocker with two LSU Tigers. So you do the math on that, how that kind of ended up. Good to get Kendrick a touch early. But again, you're going to be playing second and long here early in the football game. So Milrow, let's look. What it looks like 12 personnel. Looks like two tight ends out there. Again, it is a receiver to each side. Miller directly behind Jalen. Working a silent snap count. Here's Jam with a cutback and not much movement there on the interior. LSU committed to taking away that run game with the back. So initially anyway, looks like perhaps to get this run game kick-started, Jalen's going to have to be involved. Kind of thought that would be the case going into the game anyway. But based on your two traditional run game runs to your backs, not much there. Third and eight, again, silent. Going to work the quick game. Here's Kendrick. Boy, that's a nice catch. Nice ball from Jalen Milrow to get that ball out quickly to Kalaw, and he's going to go ahead and pick up the second first down for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Kind of a bubble action. This is good from Jalen, too, because quick game hasn't been a strength of his the last couple of seasons. So he gets that ball out quickly. Some good work from Quavis out there on the perimeter, Jeremy Bernard out there on the perimeter, and you turn a third and eight into a first down. Again, back directly behind Jalen. This is, once again, 12 personnel. This looks like a shot, perhaps going to check it down. Good job by Jalen here. Gets it to Justice Haynes out in the left flat. And look, you'll take that. LSU's obviously hypersensitive to the shot early. You saw the cushion that Ryan Williams had to work with on Alabama's first down of the game. This is play action, trying to work the post, but you got two safeties deep. Guys are bailing. You check it down to your back, pick up 8 yards. You play second and two. Second and two, looks like Justice on an inside run is going to pick up that first down. 2 yards exactly for Justice Haynes. Will it be a lot of zone runs tonight for Alabama? We've seen that so far. Do they get more into the pullers? They like them. They like to run GT counter. They like to run GH counter. Not afraid to get even Brailsford out in front. So 11 personnel trips to the field here. Inside, and Jalen's going to keep it. And there is a gap for Jalen, and Jalen is off to the house. We wondered when Jalen Milrow would go ahead and get involved in the run game. Well, he does it right there, and it's a 39-yard touchdown run for Jalen Milrow to get the Crimson Tide going here. He fakes the inside give. Let's look at Tyler Booker right here. You get a double. You come off to the linebacker level between Booker and Proctor. Nice seal down inside from Brailsford. Gets it pinned down. And boy, Booker with just a turnout right there. And then Milrow hits the jets. So, you know, I wouldn't have guessed maybe that Milrow could do something along the lines of what he did a year ago in Tuscaloosa when he went for 155 and four touchdowns. But one carry, 39 yards, and a touchdown. That's not a bad place to start. So, again, Alabama, that needed opening jolt of energy, especially where this offense has been concerned of late. They get it and really do a nice job up front. Jalen decisive there between the tackles and gashes LSU for a 39-yard touchdown run. So, I've got the stat broadcast pulled up here on the screen. So Jalen Milrow, the opening drive, these are the numbers you like to see from him. 3 of 3, 38 yards, one carry, 39 yards, and a touchdown. Now, Alabama, other than Jalen, there wasn't a lot between the tackles for Jam Miller and Justice Haynes. But Justice did have a nice pickup of 9 yards on the check down. And then working that quick game to Kendrick Wall, converted a couple of third downs too, or at least one third down. You converted a second and what was it, 14? You come out, pre-snap penalty. But good to see that for now anyway, this offense didn't let that affect it. Just turned it into an opportunity to get going with that flush to the right from Jalen Milrow, who was very accurate out there to Ryan Williams. That was a pickup of 14, 15 yards. Yeah, 19, I guess. One catch, 19 yards for Ryan Williams. And so Alabama, boy, you get the start you want. Now you go out on defense and you got to deal with Garrett Nussmeier. And not just Garrett Nussmeier, not just Kyron Lacy, Mason Taylor from the tight end position, not just Aaron Anderson, who has had, again, a big year, had some injuries, and you still got some tonight for this LSU wide receiver core. So it really needs to be those three guys. Those are the three guys catching the football tonight: Kyron Lacy, Aaron Anderson, Mason Taylor. And you can't forget about the backs either, because I still think run game is going to be probably the deciding factor in this game. And it helps Alabama that you got Jalen Milrow that can give you that. But the backs, Caden Durham, really good-looking young back for LSU. John Emery Jr. was lost earlier in the season for the remainder of the campaign. And then Josh Williams, who's got to be 37 years old at this point. Former walk-on that... Nothing fancy with Josh Williams, but behind this LSU offensive line, he can get you the hard yards. Durham, more dynamic, more of a yards per carry guy. And you got to figure out a way to get some pressure on Garrett Nussmeier, because these offensive tackles don't give up a lot. LSU does not give up a lot of sacks of Garrett Nussmeier. So I think you're going to have to mix it up to affect him. You know, I'm sure that second half tape, especially from LSU Texas A&M, is something. Boy, how about the replay there on the broadcast? Nick Sheridan enjoyed that, letting out a little bit of energy there up in the press box. He should. And so here is the kickoff. Connor Talty sends it into the end zone, and it's going to come out to the 20, the 25. Somebody needs to make a tackle here. 35, 40. And out to midfield. So LSU in need of a pickup, maybe, and special teams gets it from Thomas. Big kickoff return. That kickoff didn't look like it had much at all in terms of hang time. It definitely didn't have distance because it didn't carry really into the end zone. And Alabama kind of paid the price, I think, for the kick as much as anything else. That's what it felt like. Xavion Thomas, who, if that name sounds familiar, formerly of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So seen him a time or two. Tider in Florida checking in here in the show chat. RMFT, he says. And here's Nussmeier with a back to his right, motion out here to the flat. A little bit of pressure early. Looked like Alabama worked a stunt there. Was that Q coming off the stunt, off the twist? That's what you like to see early. You might be able to get some more interior pressure than you can even just straight up off the edge, because you got some weaknesses inside for LSU, and you got a starter out for LSU, I think, at the offensive guard position. So second and 10 from the 50-yard line for the LSU offense. Nussmeier going to hand it, and there is no edge set here. And this might go for a touchdown for Caden Durham. Damani Jackson with the touchdown saving tackle. And boy, I mean, from the snap, this has been a thing all year long for the Alabama defense. Watch this. You got to be misaligned here, because you got a guy inside eye, inside gap on the tight end. Tight end just runs to the linebacker level and seals off Jihad Campbell. And, you know, right out the gate, you know, your Husky doesn't get off a block. And there you go. Good play by Damani Jackson. You know, at least he's going to force LSU to play red zone offense. May not take long, but he's going to force them to play it. Nussmeier off play action. looks like a pretty good hold there on like a pretty good hold maybe on Tim Smith there up front. It is not called. And Bray Hubbard, it looked like, in the back of the end zone with some good work. So Alabama, boy, special teams and defense here. First couple plays of the game. And between the two, LSU covers 95 yards to the Alabama five. So it's looking like one of those nights potentially. You got to set a damn edge, man. How do you line up like that? I don't get it. So shotgun for Garrett Nussmeier. He's going to burn a timeout now. You're looking at your guys up front for Alabama. Looks like four or five DLs. Tim Smith, Tim Keenan, LT Overton, Jamarian Latham out there. But LSU didn't like it. And so Brian Kelly burns the first of his three first half timeouts. They're going to talk about it here with second and goal. And we talked about Durham being the dynamic guy. I just don't understand how so often Alabama does not set an edge. I don't get it. It's been all year. You're nine games in here, and you're either misaligned or you just don't know how to play the technique, one or the other. First play of the game, simple outside zone, and you just get blown up by Caden Durham. So, look, again, give Damani Jackson a lot of credit. He makes the touchdown-saving tackle, at least for now. And so LSU coming out of the timeout, Josh Williams in there offset to Garrett Nussmeier's left. Alabama in a heavy front here. Nussmeier going to run Josh Williams. You got a chance in the backfield here with Justin Jefferson and a host of Alabama defenders, and they get home. Going to be a loss of at least a half yard for Josh Williams. So nice job there with that bigger front for Alabama. Look like kind of a 5DL look at the five. And the big man, Tim Keenan, causing some piles in there inside. So trips to the field here with a tight end out to the left. Williams still in the game. Lacy motions in. Here is Nussmeier, looks to Lacy. And what about Jihad Campbell with the pass breakup at the goal line? Linebacker on LSU's number one receiver, Kyron Lacy, and Campbell comes up huge. So red zone defense and going back. Nice play. Lacy had that ball hit his hands, but Campbell was right there. And again, give Damani Jackson the credit there. Makes the hustling play. Make them play red zone defense. And this has been an adventure for LSU. The operation on field goals. Looks like it worked okay that time. And the short field goal is good. But boy, you talk about a win for the Alabama defense after that 1-2 punch of the Thomas, Xavion Thomas kickoff return out to midfield. And then Caden Durham hits you for 45 down to the five. Damani Jackson with a player of the week kind of effort to limit it to the five. And you get off the field, and you are going to hang on to the lead at 7-3. So no surprise, right? This is Baton Rouge. This is kind of what you expect at night down there. 7-3 game, and what have we played? Well, we played 6 minutes. Alabama, that touchdown drive, hung on to it for a pretty good while. Of course, Jalen with the big play capped it from 39 yards out, but that was a sustained drive. That's what Alabama, I'm sure, would like to do. Would like to get more out of the backs. That's what's going to be interesting here. But look, if you can get Jalen to check the football down to guys like Haynes and Miller, like he did on the one throw to Justice on that initial possession, you'll take that. You know, scrimmage yards. I mean, that's what you're looking for from running backs, really. I mean, obviously, you'd love to run your backs for as much as you possibly can. But let's see here. I'm going to try to make me smaller and the stats bigger. I don't know if that worked. No, It did not. I'm just blocking out more stats. That definitely does not work. Look at that big head. You don't want to see that. I've got it here somewhere. I know I do. That's not it. That's definitely not it. I'll get it fixed in just a second, gang. There it is. I think, well, I thought that was it. I don't think that's it either. How about we just go with the stat broadcast? You don't need to see me anyway. So again, four play drive for LSU, five play drive, excuse me, I guess. And it covers 50 yards, one of those, a 45-yard run by Caden Durham when you had no one setting an edge for the Alabama defense. Nussmeier attempts three passes on the drive. And, first play of the game was incompletion. Got a little pressure on him there. He's 0 for 3 to start the game. But Durham with the big run, along with the Xavion Thomas kickoff return, gets LSU on the board. 7-3 Alabama. Kind of a hold serve potential game. So field goals, red zone defense. You can force some field goals, man. That could be huge come the end of the game. And also for Alabama to get the ball first and go down and score, which I'm going to assume here, you know what they say about that, right? Let me see here. I'm assuming that they'll get the ball to start the third, which would be big, potentially anyway. So here you go. Your kickoff is once again deep into the end zone, through the end zone, so no return for Alabama. Here comes Jalen and the offense. What we saw in that opening possession was a pretty good mix. I mean, I thought we saw more 12. We saw more two tight ends than we did 11 with the three wide receivers, but about what you would expect. I wouldn't say, at least initially coming out of the bye week, there was anything just in terms of real time that stood out and made you think, wow. Yeah. They didn't move to the wishbone during the bye week, right? Nothing that crazy. So Jalen brings them out. Again, it's two tight end look with Oots and Dupree. Jalen under center here. It's a little different. A little play action, wheels out to the flat. There it is, the throw to the back. Jam Miller going to get you 6 yards. Yeah, spot marks him at 5, I guess, but you'll take that. I thought against Tennessee there was more of that than what Alabama either could or would take in the flats. And not just with the backs. I think you can get these tight ends like C.J. Dupree in some of this sort of scissors motion and slice him out into the flat. 2nd and 5 from the 30, Jalen in the gun. Here comes that counter. You bring both the tight ends around, but again, not much doing there between the tackles for the Alabama offense. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 3-ish for Alabama. Crimson Tide converted its only third down opportunity on the opening possession. Jalen trying to hear in that green dot helmet the play call from Nick Sheridan. Yes. We can only guess how that front tooth is missing, right? Milroe in the gun. 3rd and 3 from the 33 of Alabama. 32, excuse me. Milroe going to take. Milroe going to keep again. He's got a lead block, and Jalen's going to go get that first down. Looked like a safety tried to come up, but if you wanted to see an aggressive, assertive Jalen Milroe running the football in the design run game tonight, well, you've seen it so far. Load up the personnel to the left side, and I think this was keep all the way. Yeah, Jam kind of knew what his job was. He gets enough there on the edge of Penn, and then the DB one-on-one, Jalen's still strong enough to be able to push ahead for a first down. So Jalen going to take it, straight drop, four-man pressure again to the flat. Here's Jam, physical after the catch. Working the backs in the flats. That wasn't a check down. That looked like that's where it was going all the way. And now we're going to get some tempo. Get some tempo from Alabama. And Jalen in the gun trips to the field. Here it is. Keep again. And he's got the numbers. Jalen's feeling it. A little bit of a high step out there on the corner. So if there was something bothering Jalen Milroe in the two or three games leading up to the bye week, it doesn't look to be an issue tonight, at least not to this point. There you see another keep. And why not? I mean, you saw Texas A&M. Forget about even what Jalen did last year. And here comes Brailsford off the field. So you're going to have a change here at center. It's Geno Vandermark in there at center as Brailsford has to come off temporarily. Still got Booker and Roberts at the guards. Shotgun snap is fine. Quick game to Jeremy. And again, I just don't know if the numbers have been exactly what you want out there or the concept or technique that LSU is going to play out there. You know, they're going to have to deal with some things with Jalen and his legs, but not going to give you a whole lot. Here you see it. Yeah, Ryan, 14. This is where you go that with Ryan. You know, you fake that and then you go it. Here's a middle throw in the middle. It looks like, is that Kobe Prentice? Or no, that's Ryan. Ryan with a nice catch of an absolute dart. It's going to put you in third and short, which you like. Really going quicker now. Trying to dictate to LSU on this possession. Straight give. It's Justice, and he's going to push through Weeks just enough to go get that yard, half yard, and that keeps the drive alive. You see it right here. It's still not easy. Still not easy. But that's what you want to see from Justice. Go get the yard. I mean, you're gonna get hit by linebackers at the line of scrimmage. You got to go get the yard. And he did right there. So 11 personnel, two wide receivers into the boundary. That's Bernard in the slot. Looks like Kendrick is out wide to the boundary. Ryan out wide to the field. Tight end to the right. More quick game. And yeah, got a hand on that. Couldn't get it out to Bernard. So that'll go incomplete. Weeks coming with a pressure right there. Comes off the edge. Gets a hand on this. Gets a forearm on it. And so you're going to be playing second and 10. Alabama working the flats with success, though. Quarterback run and working the flanks pretty well, especially with the backs. So second and 10. Knock on wood. We haven't said the P word since before the first offensive snap of the game. Jalen in the gun. Oh, here's another. Well, I jinxed it, didn't I? Jalen with the keeper ran into his own guy there at about the line of scrimmage. Still fell forward for about four. Let's see what the flag is. If I remember correctly, this crew especially can get a little flag happy. Is it going to be offsides LSU, though? Yes, it's offsides against LSU, so that's going to be helpful right there as you look to sustain another possession. Yeah, I mean, 15 is in the neutral zone. He should have been quick getting there. Savion Jones and Braden Swenson, we haven't seen much of them so far. You want to keep it that way if you're Alabama because they can be a big problem. They're top 10 type guys in the SEC when it comes to sacks. Got some orbit motion from Kendrick. Going to screen back the other way. This is set up nicely. Again, jam in the flanks. You had Caden Proctor out in front. Did you have a little bit of a TJ Yeldon maybe flashback right there? That's a good play call. You get the eyes going to the field. You leak your left tackle out here. You get Jam Miller out in the flat. Easy money. It's the kind of stuff you'll take all night, man. This is your run game right now. So when you look at the rushing stats and you kind of get up in arms about yards per carry for Jam Miller and Justice to this point, think about what they've been able to do throwing it with them. Design quarterback run in the red zone. Jalen down inside the 10, down to the 6 or so. That was quarterback counter, it looked like. You have some pullers here. Let's see. Brailsford's back in the game. Yeah, here comes that's GH counter with the quarterback. LSU hanging in there, though, pretty good against the blocks early, but you still get 5. And again, if Jalen feels good, you got to think this is going to be a lot of Jalen down here. Just got to take care of the football down here. Take care of the football and do not comes Bernard in orbit motion again. This is, no, he didn't stay with it, but throws it out here to Jeremy Bernard. I wonder if you're going to have some linemen downfield here. Wow. Jalen made the decision very quickly to abandon that. That was guard center that you were pulling, I think. That was Brailsford. Yeah, Brailsford and Tyler. And he didn't like it. He gave up on it pretty early, and then he goes, tries to go to Bernard. I was kind of waiting on the ineligible receiver downfield, but didn't happen. Third and five now for Alabama. 3:16 left in the first quarter. Back offset left. That's jam. It's 11 personnel down here. Jalen works the middle. There's the back again. It's Jam Miller down inside the one. Took a big shot. See how Jam feels after that. But it's a first and goal from the half-yard line. And Alabama going to go tempo. Little Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian special. I don't know if I like the tempo down here this tight. I like just getting a good play. Jam Miller stuffed. I'm not a fan. I know it must work. I mean, there's data to support tempo down there, but too often it just feels to me like a wasted play. And I know, look, Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, regarded as the two best to do it in college football right now. They're fans of it. A couple things I see. I either see like a procedure or a false start too often out of that, or I see a stuff. But Milroe in the gun again. What are we going to have here? Timeout? Look like Kalen came down. That's a good job by Kalen, because I thought at Tennessee in that wasteful first half performance, he let him down. You know, there was an opportunity there. I think it was late in the first half. Alabama was in Tennessee territory and the play clock's going down. I don't even think it was late in the first half. It might have been middle of the first half, middle of the second quarter. And just watch the play clock run out. You know, and that was the end of that opportunity in plus territory, but not that time. Alabama gets the timeout. So what I want to look at right now is, what are these backs doing as receivers? Jam Miller, 4 catches, 39 yards. Justice Haynes, 1 catch, 9 yards. So 5 catches for Miller and Haynes for 48 yards, and that's on 5 targets. Yards after the catch for Jam, 42 yards. So that tells you ball isn't going very far to accomplish a lot. Yards after the catch for Justice on his 1 catch, 8 yards. And that was a 9-yard reception. So as of yet, a patient, efficient Alabama offense taking care of the football, not committing penalties as of yet. Jalen not with the astronomically high yards per attempt number, which you've come to expect from him. 11 attempts for 86 yards. That's less than 8 yards per attempt, but you can take it when you're sustaining drives and just dominating time of possession too. This is twofold. If you're Alabama, you're having success. You're moving the football. Looks like you're going to be 2 for 2 on drives in terms of scoring points. Now look, got stuffed on that first down play. But you got to think, unless you get a penalty or a TFL, you've got probably 3 more cracks from a half yard out. And so you like your chances right now. And again, when you think about time of possession and kind of how that's working right now, LSU to this point has had the football for 1:49 of the first quarter. And look, didn't really have to have it long. You know, return a kickoff, 50 yards, get a run of 45 yards. But the Alabama defense rose up, got the stop, forced the field goal. So with 2:12 left in the first quarter, you're talking about, well, roughly 13 minutes. And Alabama has had the football for right around 11, a little more than 11 minutes of this first quarter, but you got to pay it off in points. You know, that's when time of possession becomes a stat for losers. It's great that you held on to the football. Where are the points, right? Did you cash in the red zone? we'll see. This is Alabama's first red zone attempt of the game because Jalen's touchdown run came from 39 yards out. We'll see if the Crimson Tide can crack through. You got any thoughts, gang? Appreciate you guys and gals for tuning in. And so we just asked the question of would Alabama be able to pay it off? Really lost maybe a little bit of ground there on the first down play. But here on the second and goal from the one, you bring Robbie Oots in motion. Three tight end set. So you go a little bit bigger. And Justice Haynes pushes his way to the goal line, cracks the goal line. It is a touchdown. I know this is going to review. You know this is going to review. But for now, this is a Justice Haynes one-yard touchdown run, and there is no doubt this is going to review. They're going to frame by frame this baby to see where the knee's at. You bring the tight ends. Here they come. Oots and Dupree still pushing. Can you see? I think he cracked it, and I don't know how you can see his knees off this review. See the ball. Oh, it's tough. It's tough. Again, based on the call on the field, not sure how you. It's close. Did the elbow, did the left elbow hit? I think it hit. Yep. It's going to be, I mean, I don't know where you put the football because if you, that's not the half yard line. That's like the quarter yard line. So how do you even spot a football there without it touching the goal line? And if they mark it there, if you're Alabama, how do you not run sneak right here if the ball is at that spot short of the goal line? I don't know. I guess we'll find out here in just a little bit, perhaps. Justice Haynes had already gone over to the bench. Looks like he's rejoining his offensive mates. So let's see what we've got here. Yep. Yeah, Danny Lewis in there. He's hanging in. I mean, he's not moving people, but he's not getting whipped by a guy like Savion Jones either. So he had 13 personnel. Good luck spotting this football if it doesn't stand. Yeah. And maybe that's where the white hat's trying to figure out right now. Where do I spot this? It's a tough one. This one's taken a little while. I like it though. I like it from Justice Haynes. I like the second effort because it wasn't there initially. You know, you're running behind your hosses and you start pulling linemen or tight ends like that. You worry about tackles for loss because guys slip gaps, shoot gaps, hit you in the backfield. Worry about the leakage. But this is going to stand. Play is going to stand as called. It is an Alabama touchdown. It is a 13-3 lead for the Crimson Tide. Again, you know, based on the angle, you can make an argument, I guess, that he was short, maybe, but I don't know where you spot the football. I mean, if he was short, it was by the slimmest of fractions. And Titer in Florida checking in here in the show chat, he says it's almost impossible to run tempo situationally in loud stadiums. Yeah, it can't be easy. Although, you know, you see a lot of tempo, a lot of fastball, as Nick Saban has called them, or NASCAR, or those type of things. You see a lot of hand signaling. I'm not against tempo or going fastball. I think sometimes you got to do it. I think my team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, have to do it and probably don't do it enough. But I'm just not a fan when you get a big play down inside the two or the three or to the one and you sprint all the way down there or up there and just it feels like for the sake of going fast, you're going fast. You're going so fast, you can't even get the guys blocked. But it works out. Alabama scores now to take a 14-3 lead. Alabama defense coming back out. How you feeling about that, fans? How you feeling about the Alabama D going back out there? I'll tell you what would be a good start. How about covering this kickoff? And how about Connor Talty giving you a kick to cover? I'm not a big fan, Tider, in Florida, of just going fast. I want my best play. I mean, it's that important down there. Talty, more hang time on this one, but not into the end zone. Here's Thomas again trying to work that same edge, but Justin Jefferson is not having it. Red Morgan down there as well. Q Robinson, the veteran, going to step in, kind of referee the situation. Thought there was better hang time on that kick from Talty. The first one just seemed like it was kind of lowish. And you can be one or the other. You can kick the hell out of it 7 yards deep and low, or you can kick it high into the five, but you don't want to kick it kind of low to the goal line. So good start for Jalen Milroe, man. Now we'll see if this defense can set an edge. LT Overton standing up over here at a defensive end spot. Why not? I mean, hell yeah, run outside zone again. There's Caden Durham. He doesn't go 45 this time, but he does go 8. And so Alabama's going to have to clean some things up against the run, because Garrett Nussmeier's not going to go 0 for tonight. It's coming down pretty good, at least based on the broadcast. But, yeah, poncho weather. The poncho man made out like a bandit tonight or today. He's going to retire to his own private island probably after tonight. You had it in Oxford today too. 2nd and 3 for LSU from its own 24. Inside zone, Caden Durham going to pick up a couple. Going to be 3rd and 1. Not sure I'd go away from outside zone based on the first couple of attempts. Till we see Alabama set a legit edge and fill it. Looks like a moneymaker so far. 3rd and 1 for LSU from its own 26. Alabama in that 4-2-5 look. Looks like Damon Payne in there. James Smith in there. It's a pitch. Pretty nice job against it. Devontae Smith coming from that Husky position. Jahad Campbell cleaning it up, but it's going to be just enough for an LSU first down. Yeah, there's Damon Payne. Of course, you got Deontay Lawson in there. LT Overton. Kind of gotten to the point where you know the rotation pretty well. James Smith. Mason Taylor out here. Pretty nice tackle by Malachi. I think he caught LT maybe biting a little bit, trying to squeeze on the back on that RPO look. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Look, I did what I could do, gang. This is a first quarter reaction show. I got you to the end of the first quarter. Alabama up 14-3. So I feel like I did what I could do, right? Feel like I did what I could do. But a very, very encouraging start for the Alabama Crimson Tide. No doubt about that. Hey, look, on Twitter or X, at Travis Ryer. If you don't follow me, I would appreciate it if you would. At Travis Ryer on X, Twitter, your preference. Halftime, I'm going to do a Spaces sort of podcast thing that they do there on X, where you can go on and talk about it. I do some halftime analysis. So join me on Twitter for the rest of the game. And of course, halftime on Spaces there at X. And then post game, I'm going to be right back here on Ryer on YouTube after we hear from Kalen DeBoer post game. I don't go on right after the game because there may be some injuries or maybe some things that we want clarification from Kalen on that I feel better about talking about once I've, you know, actually heard from him. So we'll do that post game aftermath on the Ryer on YouTube channel. That'll be late night tonight, even there in central zone. So 14-3 Alabama again. Appreciate you joining us here on Ryer on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, we certainly hope you'll do that. And if you hit that notification bell, you'll be alerted to all of our content as it drops. And we always appreciate a thumbs up as well. Tider in Florida, we appreciate you. Appreciate those kind words. and look forward to catching up with you right here post game after Kalen DeBoer and at halftime on X, Twitter. I'm going to do a spaces there. So jump on with me there coming up after the second quarter as well. Travis Ryder, thanking you once again for joining us. Check back in just a little bit. We'll recap it. Alabama, LSU.